This goes to Scott Kastning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, fax 989-842-1110, regarding Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y, Westall, W-E-S-T-A-L-L. Date of birth is April 5th of 1948. Dear Mr. Kastning, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Westall with the diabetic nephropathy, microalbuminuria, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was November 15th last year. He's been feeling well. His weight is stable. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena, no dyspnea, chest pain, or palpitations, no edema, urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. Medications, medication list is reviewed. He is still on the amiodarone 200 milligram once daily, in addition to his anticoagulation with Xarelto 20 milligram daily. I'd like to highlight the Acupril 20 milligram once daily also. He's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, weight 163 pounds. Pulse was 46 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Blood pressure 140 over 64. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. The heart rate is slightly slow, but it is very steady. I don't hear any irregularities at this point. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 5th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 0.6, albumin 4.0, calcium 9, sodium 136, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus 3.8, hemoglobin is 12.1 with normal white count, normal platelets, urinalysis negative for blood, 30 plus protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 56 in the microscopic range. Assessment implant, diabetic nephropathy with preserved kidney function, microalbuminuria that is stable, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with current non-symptomatic bradycardia. The patient will continue to see his cardiologist, Dr. Sudeep, S-U-D-E-E-P, Mohan, M like Mary, O-H-A-N like November, on a regular basis. He denies any dizziness, fatigue, no syncopal episodes, so the heart rate in the 40s is asymptomatic currently. But he is aware of the symptoms that of dizziness, fatigue, syncopal episodes that would require him to call his cardiologist for further evaluation or call an ambulance if they were very severe. The patient will have lab studies done for us every 6 to 12 months, and he'll be rechecked by this practice in 1 year. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.